able to see people that have really built companies from the ground up, it's just cool to see how they've learned throughout their periods of success and the skills that they've gotten along the way.
Evan Vera and his classmate Stone Wilshire are students at the Weiss School in Palm Beach, Florida. They and their classmates entered a NASA competition and were selected to have their 1U CubeSat flown for free.
Well, I really like space, and so when I saw I had the chance to put something in space, I was all for it.
The students and other members of the school's CubeSat development team are working with instructor Kevin Simmons. He traveled with the 6th through 8th graders to Logan for the Small Satellite Conference.
This CubeSat technology, I think, is it's an incredible pathway to prepare students to be employable in the 21st century.
We're a middle school, and we're starting really young, and like everyone here is impressed with us and how far we've gone.
Soon, Victoria Cross and her classmates will travel 2 hours south of their school to the Kennedy Space Center for the NASA launch of their CubeSat.
So our hope is that next fall, we'll be up there and watch a Dragon capsule, a SpaceX rocket, to carry our CubeSat up to the space station. The astronauts will load it into this deploying mechanism on the Japanese porch, and they will kick it out into orbit, and we will start collecting our data.
You know, one of the things that we're doing is we're impacting young people in a way that we couldn't before, in two ways. One is, like you said, we're starting to see high schools building satellites, and now we had a middle school that's building a satellite.
Jordi Puigsuari is a professor of aerospace engineering at Cal Poly University. He helped invent the Cube satellite, which is about the size of a jewelry box.
You know, somebody said that 4th graders and 5th graders, you know, it's space and dinosaurs. And my answer is always, I cannot bring dinosaurs back, but I can get you to space. So we're really engaging young people in you can do it, which is a different perspective. Space was glorious before as this kind of nearly untouchable, pinnacle of technology, and now it's like, you can do it.
Because of his experience and reputation within the small satellite community, Puigsuari helps organize the annual conference.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Jordi Puigsuari.
This year, representatives from 40 countries attended.
Awesome. Thank you, Pat. This is great. It's really good to be here.
During the first week of August, the Utah State University Student Center is transformed into a small satellite family reunion of sorts. More than 2,500 people were there to network and talk with experts in military, science, and academic fields.
FedEx powers global e-commerce with networks built over 40 years.
NASA, Lockheed Martin, and even FedEx reps set up booths showcasing their products and services. FedEx, for example, ships parts for satellites. And the Ball Glass Company even has an aerospace division. The European Space Agency was there too.
And one of the things that is important to understand from the educational perspective is that we had no risk. If the satellite didn't work, to a large extent, that was irrelevant to us because the student training occurs when the satellite's on the ground.
Puigsuari says when he is working the conference, he's thinking about what it means to move beyond the academics of small sat technology, what it means to medical research teams, weather monitoring providers, the economy, and world peace, and how data gathering is big business. He says when he returns to Cal Poly,
our objective primarily is to train students, and we could do that even if the satellites were not working very well. So we could take a tremendous amount of risk. Industry could have never done that.
Finally, Puigsuari says he will be watching his new middle school friends from Florida as they design, create, and launch a technology he helped create, realizing that sometime in the not-so-distant future, young scientists like them are likely to build upon the technology of today, launching careers in the small satellite world.
Satellite of love.
Reporting from Logan, Utah, I'm Bronson Tykert with Utah Public Radio News.